talking today with Maggie Van Camp. What are you looking forward to about the event?
Hi, Diane. I'm really looking forward to meeting the other women there. I lived in Alberta for a few years back in the 90s, and I love Calgary. I lived in Lethbridge, and I know quite a few women in that area, and so I'm first and foremost looking forward to connecting with old friends and making new ones. I'm also interested in hearing what David Shilton's got to say. The Wealthy Barber was the first business book I read in my life, and I'm looking forward to meeting him and hearing about his new book. Thirdly, I'm interested in the after-dinner speaker, Krista Harden from DuPont. I want to find out what she's feeling about women in Africa and how that's going to develop agriculture there and maybe their economic development overall.
So then not only are you looking forward to listening, though, but you're also looking forward to delivering your own message. And how do you hope what you're going to talk about will inspire those at the conference?
I hope to inspire both men and women, actually, to talk about diversity on our farms and how we can make it a strategic advantage and how we can find solutions to the challenges that those changes are making, the changes that are happening right now.
In your years in both farming and, you know, communicating about farming and interviewing people, have you seen the role of women change at all or become more visible? What kinds of things have you observed?
I think there's a significant change going on right now, probably because of demographics. We're having the baby boomers aging, and after them is this new group of women farmers and women agriculturists that are just really changing and coming into the business, into the industry in large numbers. So just numerically, there's more of us, but also the roles are changing and how women are embracing what's going on the farm and taking responsibility for different roles, and how they're becoming spokespeople and leaders within our whole industry.
So does that make a gathering of these type of agricultural women even more important? Is this a step along that way?
Oh, I've been to the conference before, and one of the things I loved about it was that there were women there that had never been to an agriculture conference. You know, they've been working on their farms for 25 years, and this is the first agriculture conference they'd been to. And that was empowering. They felt comfortable there because it was all women. And I think that's a shift in thinking that we have to embrace and move forward with. That if we can engage people fully, then we can be even more successful.
Well, we look forward to engaging women and hearing more from you at the Advancing Women Conference in Calgary, Maggie Van Camp.